It's Natasha Renault with you on BFBS The Forces Station, and joining us is the director, Sir Steve McQueen, to talk about his new film, Blitz. For those who haven't seen the trailer, can you tell us what Blitz is all about?
Well, Blitz is about what happened in 1940. Well, it starts in September 1940 when the Germans sort of begin to drop bombs onto London. That was the start of the Blitz. And our story starts with a family, the Hemingways, who basically it consists of Rita, George, her 8-year-old son, and her grandfather, Rita's father, Gerald, George's grandfather. And basically what happens is George gets taken off to be evacuated, but he does not sort of, how can I say, he basically changes his narrative on being evacuated, jumps off the train, and then his venture begins.
So many children during the evacuation must have found that incredibly difficult to be separated from their family. But what made you want to tell this story?
Well, I was interested in talking about people who had to deal with decisions that other people make. You know, the sort of, you know, when people go to war, obviously there are civilians and people who are left to sort of deal with the consequences of other people's decisions. And I wanted to focus on that. And I just wanted to deal with how civilians, normal people, ordinary people dealt with the everyday and the consequences of war.
It definitely is a different kind of war film. You're telling the story of those at home and how tough it was for them. When you were creating that, what kind of research did you have to do?
A hell of a lot, because it was, again, I worked with a gentleman called Joshua Levine, who wrote the book, A Secret History of the Blitz, and other historians, as well as working with the Imperial War Museum, just to get an idea of what the landscape was. And but interesting with this shallow mining, as it were, when you're doing the research, how amazing and how strange it was that a lot of the images, a lot of the ideas that were sort of there, or things that came to the fore, had not been really visualized in film before.
One of the things that I took away from the film is that, you know, there's a particular scene where George gets kind of almost taken by this gang of people. And actually, it was pretty rough during the Blitz. It wasn't all just, you know, dig for victory and trying to look after the country. There were some bad sides to it as well.
Well, I think with war, I don't know when you call it bad, but everybody was trying to just survive, do what they could, you know, be it criminality, necessity, or poverty. You know, people were trying to sort of, you know, make do and get by. You know, they're trying to get by. As well as that, don't forget, on the other side of the coin, there were sort of the well-to-do, you know, some of them were living the life of Riley. So different kind of criminality. You know, other people were sort of trying to sort of deal with the rations they had, and other people eating oysters and whatnot in the Café de Paris, which is depicted in the picture. So again, class and else, you know, other things which were going on, disparities were very visible. In fact, they came very much to the fore in this time.
And just talking about Café de Paris, you depict that in the film. That was a true life event that you depicted there.
Yes, it was. And actually the song which is depicted in the film is actually the song that was being played just as the bomb hit. So it was interesting to sort of delve into another sort of aspect of the war and see another kind of thing which was happening. Again, it's all aspects of life during that time. Which I want to explore. And again, you know, and the aftermath of the bombing of that particular location, which will, you've kind of touched on. But it's what the consequences of war does. You know, it just brings us into a way where how we live in a very desperate manner. And it's about survival. And interestingly, within war, there's the resilience and there's a sort of joy in a strange way, because I think when people feel that their sort of days are numbered, there's something which comes out of them, which is kind of pretty amazing. And one of the things which I really much loved sort of doing the research into is music and song, and how that became a certain kind of a weapon, where it became a place of sort of solidarity and to sort of corral people. You know, it was a wonderful thing that sort of occurred, to perfume the air with music.
There's a particular scene where George's mum is working at the factory. She gets an opportunity to be on the radio and sing this beautiful song. And I didn't realise until after I had watched the film that actually it's a song that you had created because of an item of clothing that you had received.
Yeah, that was a thing called Works Wonders. It was a radio programme which went around factories in the UK, trying to find people with talent and who would sing and whatnot on the radio to, obviously, again, a morale booster for anyone who's listening and other people in the factory. Anyway, this song, that again, it was myself and a gentleman called Nick Boutel who wrote the music for Succession, an amazing composer. And it was basically, it was based on my father's winter's coat. Again, he left that behind for me. And it, I love the idea that everyone maybe have a keepsake of someone in that audience, because Saoirse Ronan, who plays Rita, George's mother, is singing to these factory workers. She works in a bomb, assembling a bomb, so a bomb factory. And she's singing to all these people. Of course, any and everybody in that room would sort of have an idea of what she was talking about. And as a coat, as a keepsake, the holiday of an embrace, as you put it on, it becomes an embrace and to keep you away from the cold. And again, it had that sort of tactile sort of sentiment, which I loved. And I imagine everybody in that factory could understand, if it's their father, their brother, or uncle, whoever was off the wall, and sort of could identify with.
You know, as we've already touched on, there are a number of scenes that are based on real life events. And you do managed to create this sense of panic, particularly when there's the blitz going on and everyone's got to find shelter and the underground stations weren't letting people in. I didn't realise that that had occurred. I knew that people found shelter in there, but I didn't realise it was a no-no at the beginning.
It was a no-no. I mean, basically, there was this very famous quote, apparently, of Churchill said he didn't want people to cower. And then they thought that people sort of live underground. You know, again, there was all these sort of perceptions of what could happen. So it basically closed it. And a lot of the people who found out about sort of sheltering underground were people who came back from, who were basically fighting in you know, against Franco. And you had sort of, you know, there's resistance fighters who went over to fight the fascists in Spain, and they knew that to hide in the subways and the underground in Madrid was the safe place to be. So a lot of people found out through that way. And again, I think it was a number of days before they relented and let people in. You know, it was like 3 or 4 days, and they thought, okay, well, we can't hold this back. There was even at a time people said, well, should we shoot people? There was all kinds of debates going on, but after a number of days, they just said, okay, well, we have to open the gates.
I'm glad they did, but there was one horrific moment in the film, again, based on true life events, where the underground got flooded.
Yeah, Bellum, yeah, yes, it did. It was a 9-year-old boy that saved people's lives, like the person in our picture, George, is based on. Yeah, it was the safest place to be, then it became the most dangerous place to be, but yeah. These narratives and these stories, I'm just very grateful that I was able to sort of bring them to life, to sort of see what people had to go through during that time. And also often, you know, how we, you know, most of us civilians here, most of us have never been in a war zone. What I wanted to do was bring sort of war home in a way, or bring it to a point where people could actually engage with it in a real way. I mean, I was the war artist for Iraq in 2003. I was in Basra with the British troops. It's just really interesting to sort of be in a war zone where, you know, in some ways there's always been a barrier for the general public through the media. There's always, as I say, it's abstract, it's distant, it's something which is not sort of seen or heard of in reality. So when I was there, I knew I wanted to sort of do something where I could sort of bring war to sort of the attention of people in the UK particularly. And what was going on in 1940.
What does it mean to you to be able to do these things?
Well, it's great to sort of have the opportunity to sort of tell people about people's lives that get overlooked. I mean, there was a gentleman also called Mickey Davies, who was a sort of, you know, he was 6'3", and he basically was one of the people who basically organized the shelters in East End. He was extraordinary. And he was one of the main architects of the NHS, and the fact that we don't know, I mean, general public don't know who Mickey Davies was or is, I was just grateful to bring him to life as a person who was a total hero. Again, it wasn't about ticking boxes. It was about a story about a child and his family and his mother, and about how he, through his eyes, I mean, again, this is a picture about seeing war through a child's eyes. And I think in some ways it's very sobering to do that. So right now, because, you know, all hell is breaking loose all around the world, and somehow just to get an idea through a child's eyes could just be sort of refocusing our gaze and to sort of, you know, tell us what's going on in a way of how mad these things are, because it just doesn't make any sense, obviously.
Thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure chatting about Blitz, and hopefully we'll catch up with you soon on your next project. BFBS, the Forces Station.